Amos and Weyer told the council that for the western half of the county, the overall goal is to diversify the economy. On the east side, the aim is to grow the economy. One objective, she said, is to expand recreational business and look for ways to create links from the west side to the east.
This summer, there were 30 fly fishing guides registered in the Summit County. And almost all, well, I think all those guides had to operate in eastern Summit County because we don't have a lot of fly fishing over here in the Snyderville Basin. So they pick up their clients and they go fishing on the Weber or the Provo. And we're going to try and work with the businesses, particularly restaurants, to see if they can't do box lunches for the fishing guides, for the snowmobile tours, for the rafting tours. And that's a way, a very small way, but it's a way to begin getting some cross-pollinization.
She listed some other economic niches that have growth potential. One is partnering education with the arts.
Right now, we've got a thriving summer music program. We've got great theater and Sundance. The notion of being able to tie in with another educational entity and do a variety of different programs in the arts, I think is something that we could really work to expand. Kimball Arts Center does a great job with their arts programs. If you think about programs such as Tanglewood or Aspen, where they have a great relationship with an educational institution to do master classes, if there's a way we could work with the U, for example, and do master classes in some of the music areas or in performing arts, dance, whatever, I think it would be a great way to expand our summer activities.
Health services is another possibility, including what might be called the boutique health business.
Sports medicine obviously is a big business and one that we believe could be expanded. Boutique healthcare services? Okay. This is kind of funny, I admit, but we're kind of a magnet. We do, in this area, the IHC hospital does a fair amount of cosmetic surgery. And one of the plastic surgeons in town actually has a partnership with Hotel Park City so that his patients have their facelifts over at IHC, and then they spend a week at the Hotel Park City recovering.
It's a medical vacation.
It's a medical vacation, exactly. So that, as I guess all of you know, The Biggest Loser filmed up here recently.
Yes.
The last comment from Council Chair Claudia McMullen. Another area to work on would be financial services.
One of the things about our population is that it is both older than most other counties in the state. I think the average age in Summit County is 36, and we have a lot of very wealthy people who live here part-time. They tend to have financial advisors and maybe small boutique banks, which are sort of outside My Zion's bank account. And it makes a lot of sense to encourage those facilities to locate here, to have a branch here so that they can serve their clients who are here. Again, that's something we need to go out and we need to start making marketing pitches to those businesses. One of the most interesting things that I've learned in the work that I've been doing is the number of national businesses that are either have their corporate headquarters here or have a branch here simply because their CEO has a second home in this area.
Weyer said in her recent survey of county businesses, some retailers told her county regulations can be an impediment for them. Looking at sign restrictions, she talked about the New Park area as an example.
If you know they're over there, it's real easy to go find them. But if you're driving on 224 and you're looking for Best Buy, you kind of have a challenge in seeing where they are back in nearby New Park. So that's a concern that they have. I think, you know, we can do a better job of making sure that we let people know that. But those are the kinds of concerns that I hear a fair amount about.
Oh, you're always going to hear sign concerns.
Right.
We just
right.
Revamped the sign code.
When Backcountry just expanded, they wanted signage on the outside of their building, which they've never had. They have a little window sign. And so we were able to work with them, and now they have a big sign up sort of just below the parapet on the outside of the building so that people can find out where they are. And those are the kinds of things that when we can do it and be helpful and stay within our code, it makes the businesses happy.
Summit County's economic development consultant, Allison Weyer. For KPCW, I'm Rick Braff.